Tage Network.
That's a goddamn.
Thoughts and opinions of Handy do not reflect the views of the Baltimore Voice, dumbass.
How's it going? What's going on? This is the Baltimore Voice, and I am your host, Charles Bucklender. And alongside me, as always, wait a second, Ronnie's actually not here, ladies and gentlemen.
Indeed.
He is in a drunken stupor this week, and he could not be woken up to get here for the pod. But as they say in show business, the pod must go on.
That's what
so
they say.
So shut up, Handy. I have not introduced you. We are pushing forward with yours truly, Charles Buck. And my least favorite person and sometimes guest,
frequent
Andy,
guest.
Don't call me Handy, but we do because we
respect
disrespect them.
But
Oh.
Hey, is it again? Great to be here. Just want to quickly point out that Ronnie was already a ghost and now he died again. So
no,
he's
not
double
dead.
Ghost.
Not dead, Handy. He is in a drunken stupor from last night. I was with him till about 2:30 in the a.m. Then we had to go air separate ways. Intel has told me that he went back to the bar, took a couple more shots, ended up with a couple more bows, ended up on the street corner, had to be taken into his house by his wife, and has not seen the light of day so far.
He went to an after-hours bar, an illegal bar, because it was after 2 a.m.
Well, I think we got a loose definition of what a bar is.
Mm-hmm.
His friend Chauncey was outside giving him shots and beers
from his house.
So
classic Chauncey.
Technically, it was just Chauncey's porch.
Okay.
So if that you could call it a bar if you want, because he wasn't paying, like he never pays at the bar.
And then his second funeral held right there porch. He, as his body and spirit ascended to heaven, he got his fidget spinner dick taken away and given to God, I assume.
No, we already discussed that when he goes to heaven, he's going to get Raven Super Bowl rings mounted down.
But then God takes his fidget spinner dick because it's got Jay Flacco on here, and say God's like, hey, let me get that one.
Well, that is neither here nor there, guys, because Ronnie is not dead. He is just passed out in a drunken stupor. I'm sure he will wake up for work tomorrow. But Handy, filling in for Ronnie today.
Hold on. Long story short, Ronnie's a double ghost and I'm a Sherpa taking us up podcast mountain.
No, neither of those things are true. As you should be listening to the disclaimer at the top of the podcast.
I assume it says, Handy's a Sherpa, a podcast Sherpa.
You know what it's
a double gaze.
You listen to what the it says every podcast, so you know what it says.
Favor, I say.
Anyway, guys, since Ronnie
get past
is
this, fast forward.
Handy, shut
seconds.
Your holes. Handy, shut your hole. Anyway, guys, since Ronnie is not with us today, we have a fill-in co-host, guys. He is legendary actor and international relations expert, Owen Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, wow. Great to be here, guys. Wow.
Wow, Owen Wilson on the Baltimore Voice.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Who would have thunk it? Yeah.
Well, our profile as international relations experts has really risen, so he's like, let me get on there.
Well, guys, if you haven't listened to the last couple of podcasts, first of all, where the hell you been? Second of all, I will catch you up, hopefully with not too much help from Handy.
These are episodes 50 and 51 that he's referring to, the last couple.
Due to air efforts with Ed Reed to get talks going, Ed Reed has been protecting the West Coast of the United States. He's been protecting Japan. He's been protecting South Korea. And with how well he protected the Olympics, Kim Jong-un wants to talk to the United States.
That's goddamn right. That's the Baltimore Voice at work for you, is with our international relations. We're consultants for the U.S. governments.
Oh, you know it, guys, because we take our boo seriously, our city seriously, and our friggin' country seriously, and we do everything we can to help the United States of America, which includes providing protection from Ravens Hall of Famers or potential Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Handy.
Say, now Kim Jong-un, he's going to be coming over, probably groveling. He's like, all right, I've been spending all my money on my missiles programs, and now I got Ed Reed just ruining it.
Well, here's the thing, Ronnie, Handy, Ronnie. And Ronnie's not here, so that's just
Owen,
a force
handy,
of habit.
Handy, Owen.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, guys, is that it's just like in 2003. Kim Jong-un tried to kick a 55-yard field goal. Guess what? He came up a bit short. Guess what? Also, Ed Reed was in the back of the end zone waiting to catch that missed field goal and take it to the house.
Yeah, you guys all remember when Kim Jong-un was a field goal kicker in the NFL for one season?
Yeah.
And then Ed Reed took it to the house.
Point is, guys, is that Ed Reed is dominating security over there and has put Kim Jong-un in the corner. Now he's got nothing to do but comply and try and negotiate with the U.S.
Yeah, he's just got to be like, hey, Mr. U.S., please, they wipe me off the maps and such.
Reed.
Hey, please absorb me back into South Korea and make us one big Koreas.
So it does seem like Kim Jong-un has his tail between his legs quite a bit coming to the U.S. What do you say about that, Owen Wilson, international relations expert? Wow. Yeah, wow.
That is a great point there, Aiden. It's basically like South Korea is like that monster from that movie, The Blob, where it just swallows everything in its path. So it's going to just swallow North Korea. So that's basically what Owen Wilson and I are trying to say here.
Well, I don't know if international relations expert Owen Wilson and world famous actor Owen Wilson was trying to say that exactly, Handy. Mm-hmm. Pretty sure you might have just come up with that on our own, considering we did provide such great defense for South Korea. They don't need to be on the attack because they are on the defense.
Well, you know, one fun fact about Owen Wilson, people don't know, the reason why he's in the movie Wedding Crashers is because he gets to work so closely with Christopher Walken, whose character in that movie was, like, worked for the State Department
or something.
Yeah.
Was that one of the greatest experiences of your life, working with Christopher Walken, Owen Wilson? Yeah. Wow. All right, that's a great point also. I like that perspective.
I feel like I was on set with that kind of description.
Sometimes all I need is a minimalist perspective on certain situations, and Owen Wilson knows how to provide such.
Yeah, I mean, also, what was it like working with, what's that tall guy's name?
Vince Vaughn. What's that tall guy's name?
Yeah.
He's only made some of the greatest comedies in the history of movies. We got Wedding Crashers.
Aid School.
He's in Old School. He's in Anchorman.
Swangers.
He's in Swangers. Swangers? What the fuck are you talking about, Andy? It's called Swingers.
I thought it was a portmanteau of Sweet Wangers.
Right, okay.
Swangers.
That's a great thought, yeah, I guess you had. Yeah. I don't know if you're the only person in the history of the world to think that, but you look like a dumbass right now.
Yeah, I think the Blockbuster videos I used to give to you, someone must have graffitied the box so it said Swangers.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. It's sort of funny now that I think about it. Not because you did anything.
You ever skate the Blockbuster down on Falls Raid?
Yeah, well,
back then?
Yeah, back. I haven't been there in a minute, but I hear they are still often top-notch X-rated movies.
It's just strictly pornos now.
Yeah. It's not a Blockbuster anymore. It's a Blockbust in her.
It's a nut bust her.
Blockbust in her. I like
nut
that one
bust
better.
In her.
No, I like Blockbust in her.
Blockbust in her.
Well, if it's nut bust in her, you don't get the Blockbuster reference. But if you use the word block in it, you can still maintain the juice of that reference.
If you use the Blockbuster logo where it's like the VHS.
Wait,
tape.
But this is a podcast. This is a podcast where we don't have that capabilities to show people the graphic, Andy.
For people at home, just imagine it's the Blockbuster logo. Owen, what do you think about this?
Roy, Owen Wilson, is it Blockbuster in her or Nutbuster? It's Blockbuster in her, right? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Right. So Blockbuster in her is clearly better.
All right. If Owen Wilson says it's Blockbuster in her, then I'm defeated. He's the movie expert.
Right. Anyway, Blockbuster in her is a tremendous store down on Falls Road. We hit it and hit it often.
Also, if you go down there, they got the Wedding Crashers porn parody called Wedding Smashers.
Yeah, that's a great point. Never interrupt me, but we will continue on this
story.
People
are smashing, which is slang term.
Right,
for sex.
It's Wedding Smash Her, actually.
Yeah, you're at a wedding, then people
start smashing. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people there. Yeah. They have the old
Vince
school
style.
They have the old school parody. It's called Old School Young Student That's Fuck. That's the old
that
school parody.
They got the Swingers parody.
Right. It's called Swangers.
You're goddamn right. You know it? Maybe
it's
I read
Swingers with Wang in it.
Maybe I only rented Swingers. I only rented the porn.
Maybe
parody.
You've never seen the world famous movie Swingers, and you've only seen Swingers.
I think I was surprised when people talked about how much they enjoyed that movie, but they don't talk about all the hardcore sex scenes.
Right, right, exactly. They had the Anchorman parody, which is spank her, man.
Yeah, there's a comma after her.
Right.
They add,
and they added the SP.
Yeah, but that but they use the same font.
Right, the same exact font. That's how you can tell. It's
as
funny.
Long as you use the same font, and then they have 70s Styles clothing on.
Yeah, and they're talking about a whale's vagina or something.
Yeah, there's a whale that gets fucked in this one.
Yeah, and the lady has a vagina as big as a whale.
Yeah,
she's gross.
They double dip on that whale's vagina thing to get a whale. Getting fucked in that a lady with a vagina as big as a whale.
They double dip. What do you think about the whale's vagina reference right there, Owen Wilson? Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Well, what are some other great parody movies of Vince Vaughn's career? Or Aiden, you were in the Royal Tenenbaums?
Yeah, that one is like the Royal Tenenballs, and they just drop balls in girls' mouths and stuff.
Well,
Psycho.
And the balls have crowns on them.
Right, because they're royal. Right, yeah. They have Psycho. That parody is Psych Blow, and they're just
it's
like
where someone's trying to blow you, and then they go
psych,
and they stop.
Right, exactly.
It's more of a tease than a hardcore porno.
Right. They have the parody for Blank Check.
Was he in Blank Check?
No, but I just like that one. That parody. Okay. It's called Spank Rex.
I thought it was called Shooting Blank Checks, and it's because a couple's trying to get pregnant,
right.
And then the guy's sperms are naked.
Check
is also there.
I guess they have double parodies because Spank Rex was one of my favorite Spank Bank materials.
Yeah, and in Shooting Blank Check, there's just like a check on the wall.
Right.
That you can see. It's kind of out of focus, but then that's the title makes sense.
They also have Home Alone 2, but they spell 2 with T-O-O, and just girls home alone with each other jerking off.
They also have Home Alone Goo.
Right. That's a good one, too. I like that. A lot of parodies from the 90s.
And Home Alone Spooge.
Right.
Lost in New York. And then it's a lady named New York that is...
That they get lost in because her vagina's so big? They have a...
Aaron, have you seen a lot of these movies?
They have Happy Gilmore, which is just...
All right, Aaron, don't take that question. We're moving on.
Did you ask Aaron a question?
I asked if Aaron had seen a lot of these movies, but then he did. He decided not to respond.
Oh, I just talked over. I'm sorry, Aaron Wilson. Have you seen a lot of these movies? Yeah. Wow, yeah. All right, yeah, that sums it up pretty
Aaron's
good.
A big fan of hardcore porn.
Yeah, he loves...
Only parodies, though.
Right, they have to be a parody of another movie, right? Yeah. They have a parody of Jerry Maguire. It's called Jerry's Been Inside Her.
Yep, that one. He writes a big memo. Also, Aiden Wilson was in The Life Aquatic with the famous porno parody, The Life of Squatic.
Life of Squatters on Your Face.
Yeah, so it's that. This is what's going on. With Steve Zissou. Steve Zissou's also in that one.
Yeah.
He's in both.
Also, they have that movie, Almost Famous. Mm-hmm. They have Almost Anus, where they go deep into the butthole a lot of times.
Yeah.
That's a great one. You seen that, Owen Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Owen Wilson is deep into the hardcore porn game, but only parodies.
It's weird that it's called Almost Anus, but then they just fully go into the anus.
Yeah. They have that movie, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they have
I Know That You Did Summer.
Right.
And that's the porno parody.
Right, because the girl's name is Summer.
Yeah, but it's like it's actually the whole movie is a flashback.
Of how they did Summer.
Yeah. So that you can actually see them having sex and not just like talking about it.
Yeah, I actually think Owen Wilson is in that porn parody. Is that true, Owen? Yeah. Wow, yeah.
I think, his career was still taking off at that point. He was just, he needed money sometimes.
Right. Well, guys, here's the point. Ed Reed has dominated the North Korea is so whore that they are now willing to come to the table and talk about their nuclear weapons program. And I just want to ask Owen Wilson, international relations expert, one more question. Do you think we will have a ceasefire, so to speak, where they will stop building up their nuclear arsenal? Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
There you have it. All right. Expert, international relations expert, Ian Wilson.
Ian Wilson, I appreciate you commenting on this. Will you stick around for the rest of the pod? I think we're going to tailor some of the rest of this pod to international relations, just specifically because you're on a pod today.
Drill bit Taylor.
What, Handy?
Wasn't Ian in Drill Bit Taylor?
Right.
Or is that the dude that's married to Kristen Bell?
No, I'm pretty sure he was in Drill Bit Taylor.
Drill Bit Taylor.
Right. Drilling.
You said we were going to tailor this.
Drilled to
oh, Aaron I thought Wilson's.
You weren't talking about a porn parody?
No. Then like 30 seconds later, I said Drill Bit Taylor.
Right. Wait, Handy, it makes great comments, Mr. Wilson's. I just want you to know that. Ronnie and I already do.
Mr. Wilson, I assume you're a fan of mine, much like Jesse the Body Ventura. Is that correct?
No. Wow. No.
I don't even know that the word no is in your vocabulary.
Great, I didn't realize that, but he came out of his shell to answer that question.
Okay, fine.
Looks like the only celebrity fan you have is Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, and Macho Man's.
Macho Man's is a big fan, that's true.
Ghost. Macho Man.
But he's a ghost, so maybe his sense of humor got all diluted once he went up to heaven.
He's putting in a word for me with the big fella.
Rory, what's our next topic there?
Russia's, I think.
Oh, my God. Owen Wilson's handy Owen
Wilson.
We're
just tailoring this. We're drill bit tailoring this to the strengths of Owen Wilson.
Strong joke there, Handy. There psych. Got him. Psych. Isn't that a good psych I just got him with Owen Wilson's? Yeah. Wow. Psych. Yeah. All right. So I was watching a Netflix program. Yeah, no, I see that drill bit Taylor. I see it.
So the theme of Drill Bit Taylor is that he's a budget bodyguard. So just FYI.
He's a bodyguard on a budget?
Well, no. It says, you get what you pay for on the cover of the movie.
Right.
And then it says, Drill Bit Taylor, budget bodyguard. I mean, listen, I know everyone knows the plot of Drill Bit Taylor, right, but it's three kids hire a lay-budget bodyguard to protect them from the playground bully. So that's what that movie's about.
So it's about beating up little kids?
Ian Wilson beats up children.
Right. How do you feel about that, Mr. Wilson? Wow. Wow.
Well, this is like how he's in that I Know What You Did Last Summer porno parody.
Right.
It was just the straight money grab for Ian Wilson with Drill Bit Taylor.
Just like I Know You Did Summer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next topic. I was flipping around the Netflix handy, Owen Wilson's handy, and I noticed this thing, this movie called Icarus. And I was like, oh, what's this about? I think I heard of it somehow on NPR. Somebody was talking about it, because you know how I listen to NPR all the time.
Yeah, there's that dude that he was down in Asian City. Right. He spent too much time in the sun, and then he died from sun poisoning. That's right. The story, Icarus.
His name is Ira Glass.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Rest in power, Ira Glass.
Anyways,
you
Handy,
should wear
shut your hole.
When you go down to Asia, you better wear sunblock or else you'll get sun poisoning.
Yeah.
You'll die.
When Ronnie is not here to help me, I have no backup, and Owen Wilson's is no help in reeling in this local dumbass hand.
Listen, I know we discussed it on the Boardwalk episode. That's episode 38 or 39,
no,
somewhere around there.
You don't know what episode.
And how I wanted to die at Asian City and just get thrown in the Asian.
Right.
So I understand Icarus and him wanted to die that Asian, but, you know, he was too young.
Anyways, thank you for that, Handy.
That I introduced the topic, now let's discuss.
Thanks.
To discussion.
Thank you, Handy, for allowing us to discuss things when you have no power on this podcast whatsoever. Owen Wilson has more power than you. Is that right, Mr. Wilson's? Yeah. Exactly.
I was waiting for the wow there, but
they don't have to come together, Handy. Sometimes he says yeah, sometimes he says wow.
I'm learning a lot about Owen Wilson.
He can even say no, as we found out. Yeah, so anyways, I was watching this movie, and it really exposed the doping scandal of Russia, and it's tying in.
Hey, it's a different movie then from what I'm talking
Icarus.
About.
Icarus.
Yeah, I was talking about Icarus, where the guy died at Asian City from being in the sun too long.
That's a different, must be a different movie.
Yeah, I think it's a Greek thing or something.
Yeah, now shut up, Handy.
Okay.
Anyway, I was watching this movie Icarus, and it really exposed how Russia is corrupt to the core, straight to the top. And I did exactly what friend of the pod Jesse Ventura said, and I followed the money. We went straight to Putin. Putin was okaying and insisting that his athletes are doping.
Wait, so did you follow the money by watching this documentary?
Yeah.
Okay, so someone else followed the money, and then you followed them.
Well,
I followed the money
through the person who made the documentary. Okay. So technically, I did follow the money.
You and Jesse, the Body Ventura, bit. Sometimes you need to outsource following the money to other people.
Exactamundo.
Andy, same with you. You have a big popular podcast that you tend to and get high wattage celebrities booked on it.
Well, so. Owen Wilson's, do you think I followed the money? Technically, it was me, right? Yeah, wow.
Oh, now he comes through with the wow. Right. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Owen Wilson's is a man of mysteries. Including his yeah, wow sequences. But here's the point, Ronnie Handy Handy Ronnie, because we were just talking about how we supplied Ed Reed services to the United States government to help combat North Korea. Just know, ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie Handy Handy Ronnie, Owen Wilson's Handy Handy Owen Wilson's, that the Baltimore Voice did supply the services of one Ray Lewis because he is the best defensive player in the history of the NFLs. And he comes to the aid of his country when it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of, some people might say that Lawrence Taylor's was the best defensive player
that.
Of
Nobody
all times. But all he ever did was a bunch of cocaine and have sex with prostitutes. Ray Lewis murdered a guy. Right. Allegedly. Okay, so take that. Add that on his resume.
Well, we are...
Your murder?
We have alleged murderers near and dear to Earhart's. As everybody knows, O.J. Simpson is the close friend of the pod.
One of the best offensive players of all time.
Reed.
Largely because of the murder.
We are just stacking air lineup with Hall of Famers left and right and alleged murderers. Although I will say Ed Reed has never been accused of anything.
That's
with
the one glaring weakness on his resume. Not even a whiff of murders on there.
Right. So I really want to turn this over. The reason we brought this up is because I want to turn it over to international relations expert Owen Wilson and really get his opinion on whether or not Robert Mueller is on to anything with his investigation. Owen Wilson's, what say you? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, that sums it up. I don't know if there's anything more we can say.
You know, I got to disagree with Owen there.
Why?
If he says Robert Mueller's is on to something, I say Ray Lewis is on to something.
Well, listen, Robert Mueller's is the head of the investigation. He's the figurehead. He is the one in the spotlight. Ray Lewis has willingly taken a back seat to Robert Mueller.
He's
again
a team player.
He plays for the team when Robert Mueller is sort of out for the individual.
Robert Mueller's like the Deion Sanders.
Showbooting. High stepping down the sidelines.
Of special counsels.
Robert Mueller has been known to high step down the streets of Washington, D.C.
Oh, after those 13 indictments? He was high stepping big time.
100% high stepping. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy world we live in.
He also had a bandana on, just like Neon Deion Sanders.
And he had a huge chain that said prime time on it.
Yeah.
Like gold chain and an emblem.
He stole Deion Sanders' nickname, too. Robert Primetime Mueller, they
call
him.
And he had a stack of indictments under his arm, and he was just high stepping down Pennsylvania Avenue right in front of the White House.
Right on the edge of the sidewalk, too. He's like, I don't even need to be in the middle of the sidewalk. I'm going to do it extra fancy.
Essentially, he has cut off one half of Washington, similarly to how Deion Sanders cut off one half of the field for quarterbacks in the early 90s. And honestly,
Ed Reed's day cut off the whole field.
Well, Ed Reed was the ultimate ball hawk.
Yeah.
So.
See, I'm just saying, Robert Mueller's, you're no Ed Reed, you're no Ray Lewis.
Right. No, you're Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
You play a different position, you're out front, but air guys, the Baltimore-based guys, they want to win for the team, not just the individual Robert Mueller.
And this coming spring, Robert Mueller's trying out for the Nationals. He's going to play a little baseball. Just like Neon Deion Sanders. T-Sport.
There it is. Had to bring it around.
T-Sport athlete.
Appreciate that. Yeah, Robert Mueller's, I believe he has a great chance to make the Nationals. What say you, Owen Wilson's? Yeah. Wow.
I assume he's going to play like outfield because he uses speed.
He's got that speed.
Robert Mueller's got great natural speed for a man in his 60s or 70s.
Here's the thing. That initial burst is everything when you play center field, and I think Robert Mueller's got that burst almost as good as Deion did back in the day.
People say Robert Mueller at his current age is a better athlete
than
Deion
Sanders in his
ever
prime.
Was.
That's a long-known fact. Isn't that right, Owen Wilson's? Yeah, wow. All right, you heard it here first. Owen Wilson's, wowed us. Anyway, we have to get that section, international relations section, in the pod because we do have esteemed international relations expert Owen Wilson's here, and we needed to get his opinions on the comings and goings of international news. But Mr. Owen Wilson's, will you stick around for the rest of the pod and while and sort of just chime in at your leisure? Yeah, wow.
So we're going to do this every segment. We're going to keep making sure Ian's going to stick around for the rest of the podcast?
Well, no, just this last segment.
Hey, okay.
Just was one time.
All right.
We didn't do that before, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yep.
Oh.
All right. now we're doing it every
now
segment.
Now we're doing it every segment. All right. Ask that question again.
Are we going to do this every segment?
Goddamn, does it sound like we're doing it every segment, Handy?
It sure does.
And we're doing it every segment.
Okay.
Maybe I'll cut some of that out.
I don't know. We only got... 20, we're only at 28 minutes right now.
Well, we got to do is to hit, we got enemy of the pod.
That's a big one.
And then we got do's and don'ts.
That's true.
But first, if you want to get your message across on the greatest possible place in the Hamden area for the greatest possible price in the Hamden area, you should do so
on the billboard
over the 7-Eleven in Hamden, hun. There is no better place for the price to advertise all your Owen Wilson questions and on a billboard over to 7-Eleven in Hamden, hun.
Right now, I got an advertisement up there for Blockbusting Her.
Yeah.
A video store, hardcore pornos.
They're not afraid to advertise something that might be a little uncouth to the common man.
Yeah.
You can do so on a billboard
over to 7-Eleven in Hamden, hun. And I know some of our listeners might be asking themselves, why are these three guys from Dundalks always talking about Hamden? Well, we know where our bread is buttered. And it's over the billboard.
Where's our bread buttered?
Well, say over the billboard, actually. Right. We go on top of the billboard. Then we get our bread buttered. Because that's where we collect our money. We say, give us our money for the advertisements. We meet on top of the billboard.
On a billboard.
On a billboard.
Over to 7-Eleven in Hamden, hun. And advert.
And advert.
Please, Handy. Goddamn.
We only talk about the northernmost and southernmost parts of Baltimore on this podcast.
Read. Guys, let me tell you something right now. We have stepped away from doing enemy to pods for a couple of weeks.
You're welcome.
I'll tell you why. First of all, you're welcome. That's a great point, Handy. Mm-hmm. Make one or two an episode.
Mm-hmm.
OJ Simpson's needs a break. He's coming under a lot of scrutiny, opening the new ESPN zones.
It's doing great, though, according to all the Yelp reviews.
But it's getting real tough for him to be traveling and murdering, allegedly, thousands and hundreds and thousands of people. So we have given him a break for a couple of weeks. But the other day,
including children.
Mm-hmm. He tapped me on the shoulder. He tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, Charles Buck, I am ready and willing at your peril. I have rested. I have relaxed. I have researched. I have developed. And we are ready to go for Enemies of the Pod. Please bring it back up. And that brings us to this week's Enemy of the Pod.
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 OG's gonna get ya.
This week's Enemy of the Pod.
This is where the drop gaze. That's why you paused, right?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Let's go. Enemy of the Pod.
We know where the drop. Everybody knows where the drop is.
Owen Wilson doesn't know.
Because I set it up so perfectly.
Owen Wilson doesn't know.
Well, let me ask him. Owen okay. Wilson, do you know where the drop, Enemy of the Pod goes? Yeah, wow.
Okay, I stand corrected.
He does know.
Excuse me.
Which brings us to this week's Enemy of the Pod, Owen Wilson's third brother. You all know about Owen Wilson, international movie star and international relations expert.
Mm-hmm.
His other brother is a movie star as well. His name is Luke Wilson.
Also in Anchorman's.
Right. But there is a third Wilson brother.
And Old School?
He's like the main character in Old School.
He's the main. Yeah. How could I forget?
Oh, no. You're a dumbass. That's how.
Some dumbass.
Yeah, Andy. Got him. Anyway, the third brother, who is not a famous actor or international relations expert, he has been on this pod, and he is the enemy of the pod because he was keeping Owen Wilson's away from us.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Wilson.
That's true.
He has kept Owen Wilson's away from us. Mr. Wilson's, what say you to these accusations, and do you mind him being enemy of the pod? Do you agree with us? Yeah, wow.
I mean, I would be amazed. I would be like, wow, if someone was going to be murdering my brothers.
Right.
So he's taking it pretty well, though.
But he also understands that Wilson's has been sabotaging his coming on Baltimore voice.
A, for sure.
And that, in turn, has been sabotaging his career as an international relations expert.
That's true. This is the number one podcast for international relations.
And that's why with Wilson's is this week's Enemy of the Pod.
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 OG's gonna get ya.
And this is the drop
then
again.
The drop goes again. Yeah. Sometimes we do two times drop. Sometimes we do one drop.
Yeah. But I like the bookend drop because I like the drop image.
Right.
AJ's going to get you.
Right. He is, allegedly.
Yeah.
And he will, and he is ready to go. He only has one person to allegedly kill this week, and that, again, Wilson's.
Wilson's. And I hope he's classy about it, makes it easy on AJ. Maybe shoot him an email and coordinate.
Owens, Wilson's, this is where we come to in the pod, where we do Baltimore Do's and Don'ts. Do you want to join us for this week's editions of Baltimore Do's and Baltimore Don'ts? Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward.
Hold on, Handy. I don't think Owen Wilson's was done responding. Hey, I think you cut him off. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Mr. Wilson's. Yeah, wow, yeah. All right.
All right.
You had a lot to say there, Handy.
I'm looking forward to seeing his do's and don'ts where he makes full sentences.
Well, guys, it is the close of the Winter Olympics. And y'all know that the Baltimore Boys had their own Winter Olympics as told on episode 51.
In Dundalk, even though some of it took place in the Hamden area, like Druid Hill Park.
So the closing ceremonies are February 25th. That is tonight as we were recording on Sunday morning. And
did Ronnie actually die from complications from getting run over by that truck?
He did not die.
It was a delayed reaction because he was say loose that it didn't hurt him first.
He did not die.
But then it turns out that all his organs were smushed.
He's in a drunken stupor.
I don't know. I think he's a double ghost.
Owens Wilson's. Is your brother Wilson's as much of a dumbass as Handy is? Yeah, wow, yeah.
He sounds like a good guy.
Boy, sounds like a dumbass. So there is a closing ceremonies tonight, and we will do the closing ceremonies on this week's Baltimore Do's and Don'ts. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every
closing
week.
Series editions. As a closing ceremonies edition.
Every week we do our Baltimore Do's and Baltimore Don'ts on a related topic. And we had
is this the third entry
ceremonies.
For this?
I don't know. I'm going to cut it together and make it sound good. Shut the fuck up, Andy. You don't have to edit. I edit.
It's the rare triple intro. Cut that part in.
Closing ceremonies edition. I'm going to start with me, my Baltimore Do for Baltimore Voice Winter Olympics closing ceremonies edition. Do make sure you have a shit ton of fireworks because at every single ceremony, opening, closing, birth, death, birthday, we have a shit ton of fireworks.
Yeah, I brought a bunch here to Chauncey's porch for Ronnie's funeral.
Let's kick it over to Handy for his Baltimore Do closing ceremonies edition.
My Baltimore Do closing ceremonies edition is do you have a bunch of fireworks?
Right, I just fucking said that, Handy.
Hey, that was your do?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought that was just like a general statement.
No, that was my goddamn do. You have to come up with another do.
My Baltimore
Hold on, let's redo this. I'm going to kick it over to Handy for his Baltimore Do Closing Ceremonies Edition.
My Baltimore Do Closing Ceremonies Edition is do you buy your fireworks in Delaware where there's no state tax?
Wow, that was a fucking cop out, Handy, but okay. Great Baltimore Do.
It's just an hour ride here to the border there.
Let's kick it over to Owen Wilson's. Do you mind doing a Baltimore Do for us today, Mr. Wilson's? Yeah. Wow. All right, well then we won't go to you for Baltimore Do's. We'll kick it.
Yeah, I thought he agreed earlier to do it though.
But I asked him if he minds. He said he minds.
He's
so,
turning his back
all right,
on
he's
it.
Listen, he's an international relations expert. Maybe he doesn't want to step out of his lane and talk about something he doesn't really know. I can respect
that's smart.
That.
Although,
maybe you should listen to that little one line of advice a little more, Andy.
Although his famous movie Wedding Crashers, a lot of it took place down ashore in Maryland, so he should know what's going on.
Yeah, but that's Annapolis. That's not really the shore.
All right,
let's kick it back to Handy for his Baltimore Don't Closing Ceremonies Edition.
My Baltimore Don't Closing Ceremonies Edition is don't forget to bring a lighter for all your fireworks.
That's a really, really mediocre point there, Handy. But all right, I guess it'll count for your Baltimore Don't. We're going to move over to me, Charles, from my Baltimore Don't Closing Ceremonies Edition. And my Baltimore Don't is do not
That's a date.
Right.
AKA date.
Forget to use the fireworks on your closing ceremonies.
That's set a reminder.
There is. Set, use your phone. Mm-hmm. Use your watch. Use your analog clock. Set an alarm.
Put a post-it note somewhere where you walk past.
Remind yourself to use your fireworks at your closing ceremonies edition, guys.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a great rounded out. Very informative Baltimore do's and Baltimore don'ts this time, Andy.
I'm surprised we haven't been contacted by like a life hacker type website for all of our tips that we give out.
We give a lot of good tips.
We should sponsor this segment to get a little cashola.
Get a little more coin.
Yeah.
Maybe with the Tage Network boys will look into that and we might have a new sponsor next week.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This has been a fantastic episode. Owen Wilson's. Did you have a fun today? Did you have a good time being on our podcast? Yeah, wow. That was a great response to that, Mr. Owen Wilson.
I'm not surprised because everyone has a great time when they're on our podcast.
I want to thank you very much for being here, Mr. Owen Wilson. I want to thank our audience for listening. You know what you can do, guys? You can go to iTunes and rate us 5 stars or
6 stars.
No. No, Andy. I want to thank these guys for listening. Thank our sponsors. And we will see you next time on Baltimore Boys. Yeah, hide in the corner. Tage Network.